from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that says, go ahead and put your chest, a hand on your chest if you like, and say, hey, you're doing a good job, human. You're doing a darn good job. And I'm here to be kind to you, help you fall asleep if I can. And what am I trying to explain? Well, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're new, we get the sponsor stuff at the beginning of the show here. If you're a regular listener and you fall asleep during the intro, if you can't pay attention right now for some reason, remember when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, sleepwithmepodcast.com, where all sponsors and stuff are. Here you go. Just pay attention. This is how we keep the show going. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10- to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach, I sleep on my side, I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. And Mr. Bard, who helps out on this podcast? Who helps this podcast to keep it coming?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
Song for you,
any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want. SleepWithMePodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure to use it. You know, when you share the podcast with people, say, hey, you know, you can listen in your smart speaker. Or if you have a smart speaker, just say, hey, smart speaker, play Sleep With Me Podcast. And then say, hey, smart speakers, just set a timer for 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 8 hours, whatever works. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, you know, emotions bubbling up, physical sensations of any sort, changes in your schedule, your routine. Maybe your routine is not routine. You know, you say, I work a second or a third shift, or you just changed shifts, whatever it is. It could be something inside. It could be out, you know, inside, outside, or on your inside. Or it could be a person sleeping next to you so soundly. Oh, how you snore and sleep so soundly. Well, you know what? I'm here for you, too. And they're here, you know, they're doing, you know, give them a little, go ahead, tuck them in. You know, what I do is I pretend that my pillows snore sometimes. I think I've admitted this on the podcast before. I have. I've kissed my pillows. Not an amorous kiss. Hold on. I don't think I've necked a pillow, but like I've never not had it. Oh, heavy petting or necking, just a kiss. So if you're comfortable, kiss your pillow. But before I lose the new listeners, let me check it. Hey, if you're new, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to try to create a safe place. It's a little bit silly. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go on or off topic. I'm going to keep you company. And I think that's it. I'm going to send my voice across. Oh, the podcast doesn't work for everybody. Don't try to make too much sense of it. Or, you know, even decide if you know, seriously, it's my job to earn your trust and to put you to sleep or to be your companion here. So you could stay neutral about me. I'm not in a hurry. You know, you say, well, I'm not sure about these creaky dulcet tones. I'm not sure about these pointless meanders. Yeah, just go ahead and you can let me kind of be some background noise. But here's the things about the show. I'm glad you're here. I really, really do appreciate you checking this show out and giving me some of your time. And while it doesn't work for everybody, I hope it works for you, because the reason I make this show is I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I've been there, unable to sleep and, you know, tossing and turning. So I know how it feels. I might not know exactly what you're going through, but I know how it feels there. That's why I call it the deep, dark night. You know, we probably don't have to elaborate. But if you're new, a couple things. Here's structurally how this podcast works. To start off with business, that's how we keep the show going and free. Then we have an intro. The intros are like, this is a little bit counterintuitive. The intros are about 12 minutes long. It's a monologue that's going to put some portion of the listeners to sleep. A small percentage of listeners, they listen to the business and then they skip the intro. And then a large portion of people listen to the intro as kind of a wind down. So it's like, instead of being a concise summary of the podcast, it's a 12-minute version of the podcast in miniature in some way. A podcast within a podcast. Let's just drive right around my M.C. Escher brain. You know, that was one of my favorite. It's been a while since we've made some M.C. Escher jokes. Let's see, favorite MCs, M.C. Ren, M.C. Escher. Young M.C. Was there an M.C. Young? Which one of the Beastie Boys was M.C.? There was M.C.A., but that was like all letters together, not just M.C.A. Okay, I'll get back. I don't think I'll get back to the MCs. I should be the MCs of Z. I'm the MC of Z's. Ba-boom. I just thought of that. But that's my job is to, but right now my job is to introduce a new listener. So the intro, there you go. That was a little bit of a miniature pointless tangent in the intro where I try to explain what the podcast is, but it takes me 10 minutes. But it's kind of supposed to, as I tuck you in. But if you're new, take some adjustment. But just check it out. I'm your boyfriend. I'm here to help. So that's the intro. Then tonight it'll be our ongoing, episodically modular serial series. Heavy on the episodic modular content. The Stan Chronicles, about a freestyle soda machine who commands a spaceship, but they mostly spend most of their time on the ship in a cloud of delusion, you know, because it's a sleep podcast. So that'll be the bedtime story. In between the intro and the story is a little bit more business. So that's the structure of the show. A couple other things you might need to know. You don't need to listen to me. You may have figured that out already. Is the MC of Z's. Isn't MC... I can really take that term, like a duality of the hip hop MC, and then like a more, I guess there's like, they call it the ring, what do they call it in the ring bearer or something at a circus? I know it's not a ring bearer, but then I was thinking of a Gilded Age MC, but generally any ceremonies, there's usually an MC. I'd say, well, if I'm having any ceremonies, I'd prefer it to be like a more of a FC, friend of ceremonies or something. Ceremony buddy. Say, I don't know if I could fit the role of an MC, as long as it's just MC. But I really haven't mastered very many things. Seriously, I still have trouble tying my shoes. So... And I think that's maybe something that connects a lot of us. You say, well, how the heck, tying my shoes, twice a day, you know, depending on if you got some slip-ons or something, but I've been tying my shoe for as long as I've been, you know, from whatever age I learned, 26. And since then, I've been tying them, you know, mostly. And they still, you say, hey, what the heck, how'd you come up, like that happened to me this week. I don't mean to go off topic, but I guess because it's on my mind. I don't want this to sound like, you know, I'm just making this stuff up. I had one of those pesky shoe days where my shoe just kept becoming untied. And I want to say it was like went on for like 3 or 4 days where I said, what in the heck did you get? Did I get some sort of like oil on my lace or it, like? So that's what I'm saying when it comes to mastery. It still perplexes me. I said, okay, I've tied the shoe the exact, I got the method down. You know, even the muscle memory should be in there. But then this thing, it just a, like literally I would tie it and then I'd go out the door and be like, what in the heck? And they'd tie it again. Maybe are shoes practical jokers? Does anyone have an answer for that? Not yet. Nothing in my brain does. I thought I had a topic I was going to talk about, but MC. So I'm the MC of Z's. And what is my job? Instead of go off topic, I guess I'm more, what would be the word if you're not, you're the amateur of ceremonies, a ceremony of amateurs. That will be, okay, let's put that down in my autobiography column. I think that would be, that could be like a, I don't know if that, should that be a chapter in my autobiography? A ceremony of amateurs, the bots within my brain, the story of the bots within my brain. It's about my brain bots. I think, but they're not amateurs, they're pros. They say, hey, remember that incident back in with the orange juice? And I say, okay, how do you have a crystal clear memory? And anyway, I got to get back to the intro. So you don't need to listen to me. That's one of the things I was saying. I'm just here to keep you company, which you're also under no pressure to fall asleep. The reason the shows are an hour or so is to give you plenty of time to fall asleep at your leisure. Like, there's listeners that don't sleep, and I'm here to the very end for them. But I'm also here to the very end for you, so that you can fall asleep whenever you want. The reason I make the shows complete and I make a bedtime story is so that you don't need to listen to it. I guess it's kind of paradoxical. You know, but if I wasn't spinning paradoxes, I wouldn't be the MC of Z's. MCZ. I guess that could be it, but that sounds a little bit too... The MCZ's tour, sponsored by Zippers. X or XYZ. Was that the Zipper Corporation? I think I did a podcast about that. But so you don't need to fall. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here to keep you company. And you just drift off. Let me slowly drift into the background here. I'm here to just be your friend, your boyfriend in the deep dark night. And as the MC of Z's, I'll be trying to talk about one thing. Then I'll notice my brain says, hey, what about this? Then I'll attempt to address that. Then I'll forget what I was originally talking about. Then I'll think of some witty point about what I was talking about earlier. And I'll try to go back to that. Well, it's not, who is this? But the thing is with the circus, it's the person in the top hat. The big tenter? No. I know people at home are like, Scoots, it's not the ringleader. There probably is someone. Every circus has had a ringleader. I don't know what it is. The top hat, the person in the top hat. And they say, well, you know, that's the who welcomes you to the circus. I've done episodes about the circus before. And I even had two characters that were running this Purple People Circus is what it was called. And it's not ringmaster and it's not ringleader. It's the key, you know, Rick, that was the key master was Rick. One of the great roles played by Rick Moranis. I think Rick Moranis was looking for the key master in one of those movies that one of those Rick Moranis films with other people in it that were also equally famous. Where am I? Well, here's the thing. Did I take your mind off what was keeping you awake? I'm glad you're here. This is a podcast to put you to sleep, to keep you company during the day or the night. Whenever you need a little distraction, a little friendly background noise. What about a cavalcade of amateurs? That's how my brain usually feels. I could have a circus if I could subdivide myself into the things I do in an amateur way. I could that could be my show, a cavalcade of amateurs. First up, the person that introduces the show, the ring bearer. Hey, everybody, I'm Scoots. I'm the ring bearer. Here, I'm in the middle of explaining what a podcast is, and now I'm going to explain to you what awaits you in this cavalcade of amateurs. Let me just interrupt myself there. I'm here to help. I've been there, and I don't know. I always think about when I can't sleep and I'm baffled and I'm frustrated. I like to think that this podcast can help the people it can. Now, most of the people I regularly listen say it takes a few tries. So if you're new, give it a few tries, see how it goes. I don't know that there's a downside. Because I'm here to help. So give a few tries. I appreciate you checking the show out. And I really yearn and strive to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody.
Welcome to another episode of the Sand Chronicles, Nuns in Space, our ongoing episodically modular serial series. The tale of a freestyle soda machine and commander of a salvage ship, Khal Drogo, and his best friend and assistant, I guess, Scooter, and their adventures in space, in a cloud in space, just out of actually. Not in deep outer space, more in like a space around Earth, just outside Earth's gravity. And actually, I'll give you the details. Once upon a time, there was a freestyle soda machine. And I don't want to give Stan's backstory, but due to advancements in technology, this soda machine eventually became Stan, the freestyle soda machine. Who I just mentioned is now in command of a ship. And at some point before Stan was in command of a ship, Stan became friends with Scooter, who lived on a planet called Earth, much like the planet you live on. In fact, it may be the same place, depending on where you're listening to it. But again, as many of you know, all galaxies deserve a good night's sleep. Shout out to Frank in 12 Galaxies, by the way. I saw him the other day walking. Scooter lived on Earth, much like the Earth you live on. Same thing, just a little bit in the future, maybe. And at some point, Earth was exposed to outer space, meaning, like, I don't know the meaning because I wasn't there, but, like, the outer space either noticed Earth or decided Earth was ready for outer space. And they said, hey Earth, we found you, or wow, we'd like to introduce you to the greater outer space community. You know, we got galaxies, we got beings, we got kindness, we got nice stuff. We're all enjoying one another, and we want you to become a part of this great community we got going. And we also have all these technologies. We also haven't visited Earth. Well, maybe some people have, but it, like... So we want to check out Earth. So what are your things you like to do? What are the things you like to get? Oh, these are nice things. Waterfalls. Believe it or not, we don't get, you know, I'm not saying this is an example. We don't have waterfalls on any other planets. Or harmonicas. Or what are those? Kazoos. They say, whoa, that's just tissue paper in there? Holy cow, that's amazing. And they said, well, let's bring some of those to our planet and, you know, let's just share and get to know one another. And it was all great. Just like in all the movies and the books, the great parts. And of course, it wasn't all perfect. You know, there was, you know, there wasn't any major drama. It was mostly drama free, friendshipful, drama free. But at some point, like, so everything was going good. Now, for a small percentage of people, they said, ooh, I don't know, this doesn't align with how I viewed the world, or how, you know, this is out of alignment and I'm having trouble adjusting. But for the most part, people on Earth said, we shrugged their shoulders. They said, I could still chew gum and walk at the same time. Or some people said, I can't do that still. Space or no outer space. So it was going great, but then suddenly Earth was separated from outer space by a cloud of delusion. And we still don't know why, but this was a nearly impenetrable cloud of delusion, meaning everyone in outer space trying to get to Earth couldn't get there, and everyone on Earth trying to get to outer space couldn't get there. And they threw all sorts of resources at it, trying to get through this cloud, which was like a thick fog. But when you went into it, you became delusional, meaning you couldn't find, you got mixed up or computers didn't work, everything. And they couldn't get through it. And eventually, though, they found a small sliver of the Earth's population that was just delusional enough that they could navigate the cloud of delusion with a lot of work. And those people didn't become exactly heroes, but they did get jobs as harbor pilots, taking spaceships from Earth. Well, actually, a spaceship in Earth's, you know, just in Earth's gravity, outer atmosphere, through the cloud of delusion into the other side, like a harbor pilot. And Scooter was one of those people, and Stan was Scooter's right-hand buddy. And then eventually what happened was one time Scooter and Stan were out on a mission with the nuns from Scooter's childhood. They got caught up... And then they had a series of adventures. Season one of Nuns in Space came out in the early 400s of this podcast. And in season two, they've just been kind of stuck in the cloud of delusion, trying to find their way out, trying to unlock the secrets of the cloud of delusion, mostly by Scooter coaching Stan through the artist's way and the artist's journey by Julia Cameron, and unlocking Stan's artistic potential. In order, I guess, to see outside-the-box solutions to a cloud of delusion. It's been 9 weeks, and so far they're still in the cloud of delusion, but they're trying to find their way out. And, you know, the adventures are mild, but they do have a ship of people. They have a summer camp theme because they have so many people on board because they've been searching the cloud and bringing on people from other ships that are stuck because the salvage ship's really big. To hold all the salvage stuff and, you know, be salvaging and all that. And I think that's it. Now we have a special guest from Hollywood to set up the show. Oh, thank you. The ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends behind the binary. It's time for another episode of Nuns in a space. Mr. Antonio Banderas, everybody. Thank you, my friend. You got a you here on it like a you on another press junket, or you got time to play Munchkin? I've been waiting to play Munchkin with you, my friend. Great. So can you sit in my kitchen and not move for about an hour and 15 minutes? Maybe sip water quietly, like really quietly, no sucking or slurping, whatever you do in there. I can hear you. Oh, my friend. I didn't know I drank water so loudly. Okay, and don't turn the faucet. Like, get the water within the, you know, give me a heads up before you turn on the faucet, okay? But otherwise, make yourself at home, silently and still. Oh, my friend, I'm looking forward to playing Munchkin with you later. Thanks. Thanks to Antonio Banderas. This is Nuns in Space, the Stan Chronicles, everybody. Thanks. Pen pal, it's me, Stan. Good moves, pen pal. Good to catch up with you. Sorry it's been a little while, pen pal. I've been super busy, so I wanted to catch up with you and let you know what's been happening. Nothing exciting, pen pal. Otherwise, Scooter, I would have updated you. So current news, current updates. This is pen pal. We're now friends with Spudgy the Whale, which I'm not sure if I told you that in our last one. And Spudgy's treat-motivated, pen pal, just like a puppy, kind of, or a dog, a well-trained dog. And Spudgy's been helping us a lot find other ships and we'll go around space. And, like, but Spudgy, we still don't totally I'll get to that in a minute, pen pal. And the campers, Spudgy's kind of become our camp mascot here. And so, but I don't have any super updates other than that. We're friends with Spudgy. Spudgy's street motivated. I haven't been doing my morning pages, pen pal. That's why I'm already sounding a little, just because I've been super busy, though, not because I don't want to do it. And I haven't been doing my artist journey. But I have been doing a lot of activity, pen pal. I've been trying to get to know my body. Not like that, like Scooter would joke, but I mean, I've been exercising, pen pal, and learning a lot about physical activity. I did spend a lot of energy trying to understand how Spudgy navigates the cloud and processes all the salvaging that Spudgy processes, but it was still kind of a mystery, pen pal. I think Spudgy can kind of smell, detect things in space, but we still don't understand how Spudgy navigates the cloud of delusion. And we've found a couple more ships, but now that Spudgy's treat motivated, it helps us. We're still learning. No one's ever trained a space whale. And Scooter keeps saying, you know, Stan, any of Spudgy's issues, as Caesar Milan would say, Stan, are coming from your own internal things you need to deal with because you're not doing your morning pages. So I'm here, and other thing, pen pal, is Scooter's on his way here. I haven't prepped week 10, and so I'm going to try to run through my pen pal. Before Scooter gets here, maybe we should go through this. Like, here's what Scooter left me notes. Week 10 is about fear and blocks, things that take you away from, you know, like XES backwards of pen pal and other things that like food, work, drinks and stuff that take you away from your artistic work that you use to escape. Scooter also wrote here, can we ride out the anxiety, use it as fuel? Work versus artist date is work, workism, work, you know, work, work things, pen pal, is a block. It's not work. Scooter also underlined this, zestful work, a work checklist, bottom line, morning pages. You got to keep going through the doubt, pen pal. Well, I'm not doubting my morning pages, pen pal. I'm just doubting their effectiveness when I'm trying to get to know being exercise and working to try to solve these issues, understanding how Spudgy works. And let's see what else, Scooter. Morning pages are a lifeline. the trail to our home to ourselves. Follow the path and it'll lead you out of the cloud. Here's some assignments. I didn't do any of these, Ben Pal. Send yourself a letter to counter fame. Coddle to drain fame. Can't read Scooter's writing, Pen Pal. Small loving actions. I can read that. Showing up for work is the win that matters, Pen Pal. Okay, here's some other assignments I was supposed to have done before Scooter gets here. And even I don't, because these involve physical things, Pen Pal. The seven things. Make seven strips and write down these things to drink. Taking it by mouth. SXX, you know that word, Pen Pal. Work, money, food, family, and friends. And make the, then pick one at random. Then find the ways that may have had a negative impact on your Pen Pal, on me. I was supposed to do this. It is hard. It's something, it's resistance. And you're supposed to do it seven times, Pen Pal, but put the paper back every time. And every time I've gotten, okay, here's another one. Here's more notes, Pen Pal. Touchstones, a list of things you have, love, happiness. I wonder what Scooter's going to make me. Touchstones, things, foods, smells, places. You're supposed to keep a thing of those close by. Awful truth, what gets in the way of your creativity, question mark, you put, what are you going to do about it? This is what he's going to lead with, Pen Pal. What is the payoff of holding on to it? And then bottom line, Pen Pal, start with the five most challenging behaviors. Oh, here it comes, Pen Pal. Hey, Stan, are you ready to get to work this week? We get back on the artistry train, Stan. Scooter, I'm ready. I'm nearly ready to go, Scooter. Kind of. All right, Stan. So, did you think about drinking or other things like that? Other numbing or anesthetizing things, Scooter? No, I haven't tried those. Not yet. And Stan, what about the kissy kissy? XES, Scooter, no. Not even, not yet, Scooter. Not even, I'm getting to Scooter, no. What about work, Stan? Scooter, no, yet, no, yet, Scooter. Okay, Stan, maybe you're denying things. Okay, that's good. I'll note that. Money, Stan. Scooter is, you know the laws around being like, okay, Stan, you're right. It is challenging with credits and Android. Okay, what about food, Stan? Scooter, no. No. Stan, here's the thing. It's a good question. Can a machine be intoxicated? Scooter, I don't think I can. I mean, we could create an intoxication. We could simulate it, Scooter. But I don't know if a simulation is the same thing. Okay, Stan, what about, like, a runner's high. You know what a runner's high is, Stan? A Scooter. I might. Is it like a spike in energy, Scooter? Yeah, there is a spike in energy. Does every piece of your being feel energized, Scooter? As Stan, it does. A Scooter, does it take place and continue even after you've stopped running for a long time? Yeah, it does. It does. Scooter, is it? Does it make you feel oh so good, and you want it again and again and again? A bit, Stan. Okay, let's move on to touchstones. I don't know if you read it. What are some things you love, Stan? Scooter, I love running. I've started working out. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been enjoying that. Scooter, I've been enjoying jumping, and I'd like to get a trampoline so I could jump some more. I think that'd be good for camp. Okay, Stan. Well, okay, let's, what's gotten in the way of you understanding Spudgy? Scooter, it's not understandable. Okay, what else has gotten in the way? Oh, Scooter, probably my running and working out. I've been doing it a lot. What are you going to do about it, Stan? Scooter, I quit running, I guess. No, I won't do a Scooter. No. A Scooter. Oh, this is weighing heavy on me, Scooter. I'm running too much, aren't I? Oh, dear. Okay, Stan, we'll slow down. This is good advancement, but what's the payoff of your new running and exercising? Well, Scooter, I have legs and it feels good. Scooter, like, remember when you told me about when you got your braces off? Not the times you took them off yourself, but when you finally got them off, even though your teeth never got adjusted because you broke your braces so many times. Scooter, didn't you say your teeth felt so smooth? Yes, Dan. And you, Scooter, you licked them a lot. I ran my tongue around my teeth, yeah. Scooter, that's how it kind of feels for me with my new arms and legs. Like, Scooter, watch me go for a run. Look at that. Scooter, just see how fast I moved? Yes, Dan. Scooter, watch me do some push-ups. And why, Scooter, pay attention for my muscles twitching. Okay, Stan, it's interesting watching your push-ups. Anything else happening when you're working out and running and thinking about your body? Scooter, it distracts me from the fact that we're still in the cloud, Scooter. Okay, and you notice any, Scooter, that's all I can do now is run and jump, and that's all I want to do, and push up, Scooter. Oh, Scooter, is Scooter, oh no. No, Stan, okay, it's not a, look, Stan, I understand you have a body now, and it's a beautiful body. You have a beautiful, I love that you love your body. That's great, and I love your body too. Scooter, no, Stan, now, just the fact that you have a great body that we're both proud of, I mean, I know that could be very exciting, like it's something that gives you esteem and feels good. Scooter, are you saying my body's exciting? I mean, it's stimulating me as your friend, but it, like a different kind of stimulation, I think you're trying to stand. This might be another advancement because you're trying to use humor to deflect things. But I'm proud of saying your body and your love of your body excites me. But I'm saying it in a vulnerable way, Stan, without any humor, because I know it makes you happy and it makes me curious. Like, and I know you're going to say curious about Scooter. Are you curious about my body? But, I'm curious, like, how you and the bots are interacting, or you and your little bits, and where did they come from? Why are they here? Why are you working so well together? I hope this is going to be a continuous thing, that these are now your arms and your legs. Even though we don't really understand why they're here, like, why do they, when you flex, does it make a perfect bicep? Scooter, you're saying my biceps look perfect. When you flex them and kiss them, Stan, it's a perfect moment for me. If it was detached from all the moment that we're in. Scooter, okay. But you realize also the exercise is a bit of a distraction. And that's progress too. Like, you're escaping, you're denying things, Stan, but in a good way. But we need to come up with a bottom line. That was what this week's lesson was. Isn't to say no to any of this, but to say, where do we draw the line? Scooter, I think I can balance the exercise and work. I think I can do it. Okay, I'm glad that you think you can do it, Stan. Scooter, I have plenty of capacity to be productive here with things. Okay, Stan, the thing is, we really have to focus on cloud and get it like a... We have to refocus because sometimes, we don't have to make giant progress together. We just have to keep going forward. And I think your distraction has stalled your growth. Your exercise is growing, that part. But what's our current goal? Like, where's our bottom line? What's our current goal? Scooter, to maintain camp and maintain the campers and get out of the cloud. You don't say, it sounds like there's something different there, Stan. Like, our goal is, to get out of the cloud with everybody we can. Little Scooter, I guess in my exercise, maybe I'm changing, Scooter. I'm thinking maybe we need to say yes to that, Scooter, but you're not saying say yes to living in the cloud, like to embrace living here and to focus more of our resources on exercise, which brings me joy, and to the campers to have a deeper experience here with all of us here at camp. That's because we're going to get out of the cloud, Stan. No, Scooter, I think we need to accept the present circumstances, Scooter. No, Stan, the goal is to get out of the cloud, get the messages to my pen pal out of the cloud. We can't just, Stan, in some weird way, it's delusional to accept this delusion, the cloud of delusion. We can't just accept it. Scooter, who are you calling delusional? Come on. Stan, I also know the camp, like, people need to, know we're trying to get out of the cloud. That's their hope. Everybody wants to get back to their, I mean, not 100% of everybody on board, but most people want to get back to wherever they were going. They're tired, and plus it's like, oh, well, this is, and see more than just the cloud, Stan. The goal of getting out of the cloud, it gives them, is that hope, Stan. Scooter, but it's almost, what if it's impossible to get out of the cloud? Then we're faking it if we know that it's more than, Scooter, the likelihood is very low. We still have to try, Stan, and we still, Scooter, it's not in my programming to fake hope. I'm sorry. And Scooter, I believe we really could make the most of living in the cloud. I think you just need to embrace it too. Scooter, I think this is the place for you. This is where you're at your best. And maybe we could use art to make the cloud more good for everybody. Just like we were using the camp model. They're very aligned, Scooter. And sure, it's unlikely that we would find our way out by, you know, even the artist's path, Scooter. It's not a... but we maybe we'd find our way out. Maybe something would come up that I'm not seeing. But it's more, I think what's best for everybody, Scooter, is accepting things. And I realize living in the cloud's not perfect. But we have to work together, Scooter, so that we all make the most of being here, Scooter. I don't know, Stan, this doesn't really sound like the art I was working towards. Art is a solution versus you're saying that art's more of a... Scooter, why does everything have to be so heroic and grown up and serious in your book? Why can't art just be fun? Scooter, even though we can't escape the cloud, we still can escape it. You know what I mean? Isn't that what art's for, Scooter? Isn't that what you've been teaching me? And Scooter, before you speak, aren't we supposed to give meaning to our, isn't that another way we interpret our meaning and our existence here in the cloud? Why not? And how do we feel about the tension of living in the cloud and being here? But Stan, I don't think we're resigned. I think you're being too much of you're being both a realist and realist. I don't know, Stan. I think we need a little bit of delusion in this cloud of delusion, but not the brand of delusion you're giving me. Again, it feels like you're bringing me somewhere, Stan. I think we could thrive and work together to get out and then and have some off time instead of working it to create an off time that's all off time, Stan. Like, you're saying our goal is to make things tolerable, or I'm saying our goal is to get out. Stan, I don't know, maybe I've taught you too much. Maybe you learned too much from my example before I started trying to teach you. Scooter, I think you have to trust me for a little while, because I think we could make spectacular shows. I've been thinking about going out into space and putting, we've been working on a show, and every night we would have a show, and I would be out there in space, flying, Scooter, with lights and things, kind of like fireworks, Scooter, and streaking through space. Stan, you're trying to get me to laugh. It's not. I mean, you streaking through space would make me laugh in any other situation. And Scooter, this could be a show everyone's involved in. And if we're building towards it, maybe it's Scooter, maybe it's not every night. I know you say, well, and I don't have to always be the star, but I'd like to, I think my space running and my, and we could have a Broadway version and like at the end of the day at the theme park. And you could have a small team, Scooter. I'm still trying to think of and understand the cloud, but I think it's time to take a break, Scooter. That would be my bottom line. And I'll be exercising towards the goal of the show, so I'm ready for the show every night or every week. Okay, Stan. So instead of a bottom line on putting exercise aside or containing your exercise so that we could focus on getting out of the cloud, what you're proposing is use these things so that to put on a show every night or just to embrace the camp concept and use art to keep everyone involved in the ship and hope maybe a solution comes up and outside the box, outside of our consciousness situation, but that we make the most of our situation. I guess I was putting words in your mouth when I said make it tolerable. You're saying make it spectacular. We're stuck in a cloud of delusion. Yippee-yay would be what the show, would that be the title of the show? Well, Scooter, you could write a show about that and you could apply to have it performed. Okay, well, it could, I mean, saying, let's try it because I think we have, I guess I can say yes because I say, let's try it. I mean, I wish we would, could you just commit to doing your morning pages though? Scooter, I will commit to thinking about it after my morning sesh. Okay, maybe even think about, maybe your arms and your legs are, I don't know, Stan. But I'll say yes because we have time. So let's try your idea. Let's do it. And then maybe you could try mine if this doesn't work. Well, Scooter, it'll work because it's an ongoing idea. Okay, but I'm just saying if this doesn't work, that maybe you'd think about a bottom line without exercise and maybe taking a break from your little bits. Well, Scooter, we're going to try my idea, right? Right now, that's what we're going to move forward with. Yeah, Stan. Okay, let's agree. I'm on board. Of course you are, Scooter. It's my ship. Okay, that's good. Okay, great, Scooter. I'll see you later. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. It's been a little bit. Sorry, it might sound like this message was right seconds after the last one. But it's not, pen pal. We did do our spectacular shows, and I think people used to say the show got old. And that happened, pen pal. It got old fast, faster than, I mean, not in a week or two, pen pal, but the whole, everybody on the ship's fed up with everything, pen pal. Even Gazoprom 7, who is comes from a planet that has no theme parks or concepts of theme parks, sat me down and said, Stan, the only reason they have a show at a theme park at the end of the night is because it's time to go home and you get to go home after. He goes, everybody wishes they could stay there, but they don't live there. And he told me about how that the people have to drive around these vacuum cleaners to vacuum up and they're working, they're cleaning. And so the idea didn't work out, Ben Pal. And now Scooter and I said, Scooter, we should have a meeting about what you said because you were right. Hey, Scooter, let's talk. Okay, Stan, the whole thing was a load of space poo, but it's fine. Scooter, did you just say space poop? Yeah. I'm not going to say I told you so, but that's what we like. Scooter, did you say space whale poop? What kind of, Stan? It was just a saying. Scooter, does Spudgy ever poop? Okay, can you not use that word? Because, of course, Spudgy does. Okay, Stan, just don't use it. It's really distracting when you say space poop. Okay, Scooter, but Scooter, did I miss a Spudgy going poo, Scooter? Okay, don't use, okay. Okay, just use like a evacuation or something, because it's But yeah, you did miss it. So, Scooter, when Spudgy was evacuating, what can you tell me about it? Well, it was fascinating, Stan, actually, because I was thinking it made sense. I said, when's Spudgy going to go to the potty? Just like, I guess because you didn't have a pet. Scooter, you're right. I never had a pet. You're right. Yeah, so they're kind of like oblong asteroids. I just was like, holy cow. I wonder if, I didn't go out there because it said, it's not a good idea for me to go spacewalking. Okay, Scooter, so it's like an oblong asteroid. Scooter, yeah, this is something new to me a little bit, Scooter, because I don't evacuate or excrete anything. Neither do my bits. Yeah, I'm sorry, Stan. I'm making a machine. I know. Yeah, Scooter, we're just more efficient than that. Yeah, but your parts need to be cleaned. I'm sure your bits are self-cleaning or something. There's still maintenance and degunking. Okay, Scooter, but how does Spudgy go? That's a perfect word. Just like a fish, Spudgy just keeps moving. And it goes out, and then Spudgy's, we're just moving on through space. Okay, Scooter, but what happens after that? Well, just like a fish, it kind of just trails off, and we go away and leave it behind. Just like an asteroid. I guess it's like an asteroid in that sense, just a strangely shaped one. Exactly, Scooter, but you're making me think, Scooter, you're making me think of things. What, like Spudgy art from, like a dung beetle art? No, Scooter, the asteroids, we haven't encountered any asteroids in the cloud, and you pointed out a long time ago that there aren't any in the cloud that we know of. And we also looked back at reports that the asteroids, they reduced their landing on Earth, got lower and lower before the cloud became into existence, Scooter. Like the impacts. So you're saying Spudgy? Well, Scooter, I'm just wondering, Scooter, if all the space rocks are missing, Scooter, I'm going to go out and Scooter, I'm going to go for a space run, but not like in my spectacular show. I'm going to go look for some Spudgy poo. I got to say it there, Scooter, and see what I can find. I have an idea. Okay, Stan, that's great. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. Scooter, come on. So I was out there running, and I couldn't find any of Spudgy's remnants, Scooter. Okay, Stan, so what was Scooter, I have some theories about the asteroids and Spudgy. Okay, Stan, let me have it. Scooter, these are only theories, though. Scooter, I've jumped right to conclusions. Okay, that's good, Stan. This is an advancement. Tell me more. Scooter, I don't believe the asteroids are missing at all. Okay, what do you mean? But the asteroids are missing, or we just haven't found them. No, Scooter, the asteroids are all around us. Wait, what do you mean? Stan, I don't mean to WTF you. What are you talking about? Okay, Scooter, this is where I'm just leaping and making guesses. See, Scooter, this isn't even based on any facts at all. Okay, this is good, Stan. This is a big advancement. Are you making an assumption? Scooter, no, I think I'm just drawing conclusions, but I may be drawing them out of thin air. And Spudgy Poo. Okay. Okay, Scooter, here's my theory. What if the cloud is made up of elements from all the asteroids? And other things, maybe, Scooter, like something else is out there. Like all of the, either the asteroids are what make up the cloud, or they're part of the cloud. That's why the asteroids aren't anywhere. I'm going to check things on the spectrometer, Scooter. Okay, like something in the cloud. So the cloud is made up of, is a cloud of asteroid bits. Scooter, possibly. Like salvaged by something, like the reverse of, like very much like these other processes, like our ship and Spudgy, But instead of making something solid, something is taking asteroids and making them into a cloud. Scooter, I think you're on to something, Scooter. It's just the question is what? And we did find a cloud of beings that is now your arms and your legs that we still have no comprehension of, right, Stan? Scooter, you're right. You're right about that. And these are very small beings that would have the ability to maybe take asteroids apart. So it could be a matter of your bits working in conjunction. I guess I don't have everything there, Stan, but your bits or something like it is taking. I don't know. I think we need to study your bits a little bit more, Stan. Scooter, we do, but my bits seem to be linked just to me. Yeah, that's a part I don't totally understand, except that, let's back up. Why would someone create the cloud of delusion? We only have a couple working theories, right, Stan? Well, Scooter, to separate Earth from space, it would be the main reason, right, Scooter? Okay, but what would be the motivation behind that? Scooter to benefit from it, I think. Right, and who benefited most from the cloud of delusion? Scooter, you and the other harbor pilots. Yeah, but I'm not behind. I didn't create the cloud of delusion, and I can't speak for the other harbor pilots, but I don't think any of them were. I don't know. Maybe who else? Well, Scooter, the companies, that had an investment in the harbor freight business. No, that money was, it was a very high paid position, but there was no profit, there was no profiteering allowed. It was a set rate. It was complicated, but it was tried to make it as fair and transparent as possible. So no companies profited directly. And that's why they were so strict about you. You had to have everything in them. Everything had to be. Okay, Scooter. So who else benefited from the cloud of delusion? Well, it's just weird that the Cali drove. I don't think you'd be a salvager. It's not a hugely profitable idea. But Cali Drogo and Raybon and the crew. Scooter, you're right. We don't know why Raybon. You're right. Maybe it was Raybon. Yeah, I don't think so. But maybe Raybon could explain it to us. But here's another idea, Stan. And I don't know if you're thinking like I am. If you are, Scooter, we could work with my bits and maybe even just to try to reconstruct. Scooter, what if we, here's Scooter, we'll wait for Spudgy to go to the bathroom, and we could catch that as it's happening, Scooter, and we could also see if I could go out into space and reconstruct an asteroid, Scooter, with my little bits. Yeah, these are all, I think we should rest, though, Stan. I think we should get comfortable. And maybe through tonight, through our dreams, we'll see why and who is benefiting the most and what are they benefiting from and what we can do. And we'll maybe be able to understand this a little bit more, but I think we're close, Stan. I think we're close to unlocking this mystery. And we're so close, I'm soothed. Scooter, I know it was. Scooter, it got very tense when I thought that my spectacle would be, but it was just doing the work. You're right, Scooter. You're doing the work of being human, which is a lot of work, or being a sentient being. I'm sorry I said that. Scooter, I think you just used human in a very open, multi-layered meaning, so I accept your apology. Well, thanks, Stan. Let me tuck you in here. Let's get in your childhood bed and get comfortable, and I'll say goodnight to you. Okay, goodnight, Scooter. Goodnight, Stan.
Okay, I want to thank everybody who reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts. A green grasshopper from the USA says, works for me. I've had sleep issues for some time. I had tried many over-counter solutions and nothing worked until Sleep With Me podcast. Works like nothing else. I'm usually asleep before the intro ends and the story begins. Thank you, Scoots. Thanks, Green Grasshopper. And how about Lola Bandita from the U.S. says, I don't know why, but this really works. I have no idea what the content of these shows are because the podcast is so effective at putting me to sleep. I rarely make it through the intro without falling asleep. Thanks. And Nicole Diane says, sleep from the USA. I'm terrible at sleeping, but Scoots almost always helps me fall asleep in 5 minutes. Happy to have him because I woke up at 1:30 a.m. from a dream that wasn't great and I really need it. I know it'll distract me. I picked a Doctor Who episode, so even if it takes a bit longer, I'll fall asleep to a pleasant story. Then Dave wasn't happy. Money, 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 Dave says. Appreciate the podcast. It's supposed to put you to sleep, but may need to front load ads and plugs. But they don't understand that. Podcast takes 90 hours a week to work, of work a week to put it out, I guess. How about Nadia, who is showering us with kindness? Absolute lifesaver. Whenever I'm not getting any sleep, I know this podcast is going to save me. I don't even know what the story is about because I only made it that far once. So it definitely works. I could listen to, I could just listen to the beginning. How about La La Laverin or Laverne, L-A-V-E-R-N. La La Laverin sounds correct though. Insomniac's Dream, pun intended, works every time. I think it won't work. Wake up in the morning and realize I fell asleep, but before I got anywhere close to finishing an episode, highly recommend when you're having racing thoughts or stress. Katie from the UK. Thanks, Katie. Took me a second there. Wow. I really struggle with insomnia. I've fallen into really odd habits. Today, I just quite randomly found this podcast, and now I just woke up 3:15 to 6:15. Fell straight to sleep. Amazing. Thank you. Thanks, Katie. And then we have S-Snipes. Such a godsend. To those of us who need help winding down, trouble falling asleep because my own brain bots are checking in. Podcast helps me relax and eventually nod off. I must say, enjoy the recaps. And if that was an option, I'd pay real money. Well, it takes like, I enjoy the original content. I look forward to those the most. Next stop, Patreon. Thanks for all you do. Thanks, S and Snipes. And finally, MMLYW from the UK. Thank you. Never made it to the end of one of these podcasts. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for everybody who reviews the show on Apple Podcasts. I'd love it if you consider becoming a patron at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. Join our Patreon. Sleep With Me is a member at Night Vale Presents. If you're looking for a great show to listen to during the day or in the evening, check out nightvalepresents.com. We're also a member of PRX. You can check out all the amazing things PRX does at prx.org. And here, let me tuck you in and say goodnight. You know, tomorrow, yeah, be kind. Yeah. And keep an eye out for kind. You know, so look at this, or what you like tomorrow. You know, tonight I'll tuck you in. Maybe the birds or even the sound of tires on the pavement will be your daytime lullaby. All right, good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all-intro episode. So that's in the all-intro all-night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all-intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all-intros, I bet 200 of those are all-intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story-only episode feed and then in the all ad-free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.